It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Legislative leaders and the governor want paper manufacturer Kimberly-Clark to extend a September 30th deadline for the state Senate to vote on a tax incentive package that could cost up to $100 million. And that plays a role in whether it'll close its Cold Spring manufacturing plant. We check in with WPR News state capitol reporter about the deadline and the future of Kimberly-Clark in Wisconsin. Are you or your family members involved with the Cold Spring plant? What questions or concerns do you have? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio News state capitol reporter. Laurel, thank you for joining us this morning.
Absolutely, John. Thanks for having me.
September 30th has come and gone, and elected leaders wanted Kimberly-Clark to extend its self-imposed decision for a vote by the Senate. What does that mean next, if anything?
Well, it's looking like they haven't extended the deadline. We haven't heard anything from Kimberly-Clark about that. Local officials did ask them to do so last Wednesday, so there was a little bit of notice there if they were going to make that decision. I think we would have heard something. We do know that some local reporters checked in with Governor Walker over the weekend. He was at the Packer game on Sunday. And so WLUK-TV in Green Bay asked the governor, hey, it looks like this deadline is going to pass. What's going to happen? And he told them that there were a lot of ongoing talks last week. Lawmakers and the governor were in touch with Kimberly-Clark, and he said they are, quote, still cautiously optimistic. I think he's talking about lawmakers and himself, not necessarily the company. He says that our hopes will be that early on Monday, we'll be able to get to a point where we can figure out what the next step is. So things seem pretty, flexible.
Well, do we know why Kimberly-Clark set September 30th as the deadline? What was the magic about that date?
That is something that I don't know, and I'm not sure that any other, at least reporters, know. I don't know if that's
somebody knows. But
somebody knows. Presumably Kimberly-Clark knows.
The only thing I can think of is that October 1st is the start of the federal fiscal year, but I don't know why that would have anything to do with Kimberly-Clark, because corporations use a different calendar. Okay, well, right. Skip that question then. It's irrelevant. Let's take a step back, though. When was this $100 million tax incentive package first brought to the legislature for consideration?
First brought up in February. So Kimberly-Clark announced in January that it was going to cut jobs in two Wisconsin facilities, and this was part of a nationwide plan that involved 10 plants. And so the governor quickly proposed this Foxconn-style incentive package, as everyone's calling it, and it passed the state assembly in February, but quickly hit a snag, as things sometimes do, in the other body of the state legislature, the state Senate, and was never voted on there, and hence the sort of limbo that we've had up until now.
So what would this package have done for Kimberly-Clark?
So it would have provided them with, like I said, these Foxconn-style incentives. So it's 15% on any 15% tax credit on any capital expenditures, so any construction projects, things like that, and 17% tax credit on their payroll. And because manufacturers like Kimberly-Clark or Foxconn or others don't currently pay taxes in Wisconsin because of the manufacturing and agriculture tax credit, this money would go to them in the form of basically a check from the state for these amounts. And it would cost about, according to the state's budget office, about $109 million over 15 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why was the Senate unable to get the votes last spring?
Well, I think the primary argument that I've heard about is that some lawmakers are concerned there are two things. One is that they're concerned with the precedent that this sort of deal would set. They said, you know, we passed Foxconn. It was a once in a lifetime, once in a century opportunity. We don't want to set the precedent of giving these incentive packages, which are quite expensive, to every company that has a problem that is, you know, facing job cuts or is considering moving into or out of the state of Wisconsin. The other concern that folks have is just on principle, these kind of incentive packages. Some lawmakers don't think that government should be involved in, you know, they call it picking winners and losers in terms of business in the state.
Well, I mean, not to sound too cynical here, but once the Foxconn deal was confirmed, did anybody believe that we wouldn't see something like this coming up later on with when Kimberly-Clark, you know, are they just the first and is the line extending out the door?
Well, I think that that's something that we have certainly asked the governor on multiple occasions, really, saying, is every deal going to be a Foxconn deal from here on out? Because we have offered these incentives, what are we going to do when other companies ask for them? Is there going to be an expectation? Is it going to be sort of that line out the door? And he insists that he is not going to offer this unless it's a specific scenario. And he argues that Kimberly-Clark meets that Foxconn threshold because of the impact it has on the state economy. He says that these are high-tech jobs. This isn't a classic paper manufacturer that some people might think of. He said this is a place that makes all kinds of consumer products. They've invested a lot in their facility. So these are good jobs. And there are a number of businesses around Wisconsin that provide products and things. They're part of the supply chain for Kimberly-Clark. And so if that facility closes, they'll be affected as well. So he says he's being discerning about where these packages go, who they're offered to. Mm-hmm. And so it's not going to be everybody in the future, but only people that he thinks are it's necessary to do so.
Laura White is Wisconsin Public Radio News State Capitol Reporter. This is our State Capitol Report. We're getting an update on the situation with Kimberly-Clark. The September 30th deadline passed for the Senate to take action on a $100 million incentive package, and we're talking about that on the State Capitol Report. For those who may have just dropped in from outer space someplace or may have been, I don't know, living in a cave without any access to media, there is an election coming up. Is there any sense of what this Kimberly-Clark situation might mean for people on the campaign trail, both at the statewide level and specifically in the Fox Valley? There are people in the Senate, state Senate and Assembly who are running for re-election there or election. Any sense for what this issue, how this issue will play out on the campaign trail?
Absolutely. I think the biggest person that we've been focusing on in that regard is Senate President Roger Roth. He's the state senator that represents that area where the Kimberly-Clark facility is. And he has pushed very hard for this package. He's been sort of the, you know, other than the governor, the marquee person that's been working on this. And so I think there's certainly a major presence for Kimberly-Clark in his campaign. Mm-hmm. In terms of other lawmakers, the governor has said openly multiple times that he thought this would be easier to accomplish and it would be better to take care of this incentive package after the election. So I think there's an understanding that this is a complicated issue.
Okay. Well, we'll keep our eyes open. We know that you're watching this. We may hear something more this morning. Laura White, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.
Laura White is Wisconsin Public Radio News State Capitol Reporter. And coming up on the hour, we'll be talking about the Brett Kavanaugh nomination and where that is in the Senate. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.